Radio Caroline, music into the 80s.
From Caroline, that's China Crisis and Wishful Thinking, and before that, Fleetwood Mac with So You Love Me. Weather-wise, central and eastern districts will start the day dry and fine, but all districts will have outbreaks of rain later on, some of them heavy at times. By the evening, most of the rain should have cleared, going to be quite warm with 10 degrees. 14 minutes to 8, here's Ray Parker.
I'm all confused, and I don't know what to do. Loving you. I've had time, but I can't get you off. I'm getting mad.
strange, you know. Isn't it strange how we always have the same thing for breakfast? Have you noticed that? I know I do, anyway. I mean, what other meal would you choose the same thing every day? I always have muesli first thing in the morning. I think we like a bit of security the first thing in the morning. I think that's what it is. Smokey Robinson second that emotion. And before that, Ray Parker with Can't Get Over Losing You. 8 minutes to eight on Caroline 319.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same.
Of love burned out by silence. 963 kilohertz. This is Radio Caroline. The news at 8 o'clock. Five Greek ships under French naval escort have arrived in the northern Lebanese port of Tripoli in order to evacuate Yasser Arafat and 4,000 of his supporters. The ships, which are bound for Tunisia, Algeria and North Yemen, are due to sail in a few hours' time. The arrival of the vessels had been delayed for 24 hours because of bombardments of the port by Israeli gunboats. However, the Americans have publicly and privately made it clear to the Israelis that they should let today's evacuation go ahead without interference. After Saturday's car bomb explosion outside Harrods in London, more than 700 extra police are patrolling the streets of the city. More men have also been drafted into Scotland Yard to deal with the deluge of information from the public. And police explosive experts carried out a controlled explosion on a car in southeast London early this morning, but it did not turn out to contain a bomb. The condition of one of the policemen injured in the attack is said to be worsening. He has already lost a leg and is to have another operation later today. Irish police and troops could be on the verge of capturing members of the gang which kidnapped Irish businessman Don Tidy. They think that they have them cornered in a wood in County Leitrim, not far from where Mr. Tidy was freed after a shootout last week. Yesterday afternoon, detectives saw two men and possibly three crawling on the edge of a wood about 3 kilometres from the hideout where Mr. Tidy had been held captive. Police think that one of the men could be wounded as a result of last week's gun battle. American Defense Secretary Mr. Caspar Weinberger has disclosed that the Russians came very close recently to obtaining an American computer system, which he said could have endangered the security of the United States. In a major undercover operation called Operation Exodus, the computer system was intercepted only minutes before it was due to be smuggled into Eastern Europe. Other computer software due to be smuggled to the East was discovered in Sweden. American comedian Bob Hope has denied that he was paid £200,000 for playing in the charity golf tournament in Hertfordshire to which he gave his name. The event has now been scrapped with debts of £500,000, and Mr. Hope says that any money paid to him was for expenses only. The weather, central and eastern areas will start the day dry and fine, but all districts will have outbreaks of rain later, some of them heavy. By evening, most rain should have cleared, and the maximum temperature today, 10 degrees centigrade. It's 3 minutes past eight. Simon W. Barrett for Caroline News.
So here we are, drifting on an open sea. So here we are, for all we know. And then again, we know, for all we know. I know, I know. With all the power that I possess, let's match the money with our own finesse. Why should we ever have to settle for less? Why does this message always have to be
Today with a little Grace Jones and My Jamaican Guy. Before that, ABC and SOS. 11 minutes after 8. This is Caroline 319 and a nice day today. Nice day to go out and do a little last minute Christmas shopping. Yeah? David Knopfler.
Dances and more.
began Mirror Man. Before that, David Knopfler with Sideshow. Look at the weather today. Central and eastern areas will start the day dry and fine, but all districts will have outbreaks of rain later on. Some of them could be heavy at times. By evening, the rain should have cleared. That's the good news. The maximum today is 10 degrees centigrade. Good morning from Caroline, 20 past 8.
Caroline.
Twenty-nine Caroline headlines. Irish police and troops believe they are on the verge of capturing members of the gang which kidnapped Irish businessman Don Tidy. They think that they have cornered them in a wood in County Leitrim, not far from where Mr. Tidy was freed after a shootout last week. Five Greek ships under French naval escort have arrived in the northern Lebanese port of Tripoli in order to evacuate Yasser Arafat and 4,000 of his supporters. the ships which are bound for Tunisia, Algeria and North Yemen are due to sail in a few hours' time. And after Saturday's car bomb explosion outside Harrods in London, police explosive experts carried out a controlled explosion on a car in southeast London early this morning, but it did not turn out to contain a bomb. Caroline headlines, more news at 9.
I live this year on credit.
Eye, and that's called Sound and Vision. Before that, Clarence Clement and Money to the Rescue. Good morning from Caroline. It's 23 to 9.
Every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish. believe it. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when you call out my name.
Good mood this morning on the North Sea because they've all hung our Christmas stockings at the bottom of our hammocks, you see. That's what it is. John Paul Young and Love Is in the Air. Before that, Men Without Hats and Got the Message. Good morning from Caroline. It's now 8:45.
You miss me. I know you miss me. I know you miss me, beloved.
Grab my golden hand.
1964 for Manfred Mann and Pretty Flamingo, before that Culture Club and Miss Me Blind. That's it from me, Peter Quinn. Robin Ross is next after a look at the news at the top of the hour with Simon. And just before I go, just a reminder to be a little nicer to your neighbour today than you were yesterday. And we're heading in the right direction.
Me and he smiled.
9 meters, 963 kilohertz. This is Radio Caroline. The news at 9 o'clock. 5 Greek ships under French naval escort have arrived off the northern Lebanese port in Tripoli in order to evacuate Yasser Arafat and 4,000 of his supporters. The ships, which will go to Tunisia, Algeria and North Yemen, were due to have sailed in a few hours' time, but latest reports say that as the first of the vessels was approaching the dock, 3 explosions took place in the air over the boat, causing the operation to be halted, whilst contacts were made to ensure that hostilities were not going to break out. The Americans have made it clear to the Israelis that they should let today's evacuation go ahead without interference. Irish police and troops believe that they are on the verge of capturing members of the gang which kidnapped Irish businessman Don Tidy. They think that they have cornered them in a wood in County Leitrim, not far from where Mr. Tidy was freed after a shootout last week. Yesterday afternoon, detectives saw 2 men and possibly 3 crawling on the edge of a wood about 3 kilometers from the hideout where Mr. Tidy had been held captive. Police think that one of the men could be wounded as a result of last week's gun battle. After Saturday's car bomb explosion outside Harrods in London, more than 700 extra police are patrolling the streets of the city. More men have also been drafted into Scotland Yard to deal with the deluge of information from the public. And police explosive experts carried out a controlled explosion on a car in southeast London early this morning, but it did not turn out to contain a bomb. The condition of one of the policemen injured in the attack is said to be worsening. He has already lost a leg and is to have another operation later today. American Defense Secretary Mr. Caspar Weinberger has disclosed that the Russians came very close recently to obtaining an American computer system, which he said could have endangered the security of the United States. In a major undercover operation called Operation Exodus, the computer system was intercepted only minutes before it was due to be smuggled into Eastern Europe. Other computer software due to be smuggled to the East was discovered in Sweden. Spanish Prime Minister Señor Felipe González is due to arrive in Paris later today for talks with French President Mitterrand. It's their first meeting since the socialists won power in Spain over a year ago. High on the agenda for Señor González will be Spain's application to join the European community. The weather, central and eastern areas will start the day dry and fine, but all districts will have outbreaks of rain later, some of them heavy. By evening, most of the rain should have cleared, and it will generally be very windy. Maximum temperature 10 degrees centigrade. 9:03, Simon W. Barrett for Caroline News. Yeah.
there. Hold on, why you wanna try me?
As the excellent Commodores and Why You Wanna Try Me. Before that, Maddie Pryor, After the Death, that's off her new solo album, and Altered Images. Don't Talk to Me About Love, which features Anna Dixie on backing vocals. Good day to you, I'm Robin Ross, and we're here until 12 together in a very blustery Europe. If it's anything like it is with you, like it is with us, if you can follow me, if you're still with me, I'll ask questions later. It's very, very windy indeed. The wind's coming at us from the side, but there you go. It won't stop the music, we can guarantee that. This is Gregory Isaacs, and Love Me With Feeling. We'll be right back.